is how Paul came to the Corinthians in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Because, he said, you have to understand that things are spiritually discerned. Things are entering not into the eye of man or the ear of man or the heart of man by the flesh, but by the Spirit. He was telling that to the church and then goes on in chapter 3 to say, I'd like to give you better, but I can't. Still giving you immature food. You're not ready for it. And you've heard me say before that one of the best synonyms for the kingdom is the mature church. And the immature church is not a great synonym for the kingdom. So, we're going to start in on a little something called go to church. Why do we go to church? What does church do for us? And this comes a little bit from a conversation I was having with somebody about healing, and I was explaining that there is healing in salvation. Isaiah 53 gives us healing. By his wounds we were healed. Matthew 8:17 gives us healing. He himself took up our infirmities and carried away our diseases. But there's also healing in the church and in the kingdom. And we've talked a little bit about this. Healing is the calling card of the gospel. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Heal the sick. And say, the kingdom has come near to you. And we see that in Mark 5 and in Mark 6, don't we? We see that the woman got her salvation, the woman with the issue of blood. When no one else got it, she came believing in Jesus that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. Believing that she could receive from him. Because it's by grace you are saved through faith. And grace is a power. We know that from Paul's writings too, don't we? For the Lord said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And Jesus said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee well. But the disciples were protesting, saying, well, don't ask who touched you. Everybody touched you. And he said, no, I felt the power go. And then he identified why the power went. Your faith made you well. And of Mark 6, wherever he went, in the villages, in the cities, in the countryside, they were running after him. I know the song says he's running after us. But this is kingdom territory now. And they were asking if they could just catch him in the marketplace and touch the hem of his garment. And everyone who was touching was healed. There is a kingdom aspect of healing too. That kingdom aspect, if you begin to study the scriptures, you'll see is expressed in the congregation or the congregating or the amassing of the people. The Holy Spirit manifesting to profit with all. There is a level of dispensation that belongs to the individual, but there's a kingdom that actually belongs to the Lord and to the church, the body. So we're going to go through some things. I'll give you the beginning of the list today. We won't try and get it all done. But let's look first at Ephesians 1:22. What's the church there for? Ephesians 1:22. Let's go look it up and find out. I'm going to read from 20. I'm going to read further back than that. Let's talk a little bit. Let's go right back to 15 and pick up. For this reason, I too, he's just been telling them how great they are. They're born again, tongue-talking, faith-filled, spirit-sealed people. Just finished saying, you are sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge or an earnest of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory, the redemption of God's own possession. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. Remember what we said on Tuesday? The number one rule in the church is love one another as I have loved you. Of your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Who is you? The saints who are at Ephesus and faithful, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Praying that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That's a church mandate. Thirteen things we'll talk about in the days coming. Why do we go to church? One, to worship. There is individual worship. There is corporate worship. To worship in spirit and in truth. That's not to enjoy hearing it or see if your songs are played, but to enter corporate worship. John 4. Let's go to John 4 briefly. Jesus said to her, "Her is the woman bringing the water." Woman, believe me. An hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Do you come in to worship in spirit and in truth? The number one reason to go to a worship service. Two, to greet one another as believers. We'll talk more when we get into the scripture around this. Remember, it said greet one another with a holy kiss and all that sort of stuff. We'll talk more about that later. But there is to be an assembling, so you greet one another as believers. You understand the people coming through the door are believers or trying to be believers. Three, to bring spiritual songs, hymns, and words, to come in with a fullness in your spirit. Four, to exhort, comfort, and edify one another. That's basically scriptures around prophecy. And that's what prophecy does. Everyone prophesies according to their faith. Not everyone is a prophet, but everybody prophesies. Five, to see if you can help, strengthen, or heal another. You help, you strengthen, or you heal another. Well, I could do that outside the church. Yes, you can. It's stronger in the church. There is a corporate kingdom level of healing. When you look at it in the scripture, the corporate kingdom level of healing is where no one is not healed. It's where everybody is healed. Six, to bless one another, pray for another. That's largely in James 5. Seven, to join one another in agreement, Matthew 18 area. Eight, to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Front end of Revelation will help you there. To hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Nine, to receive or deliver a manifestation of the Spirit to profit withal. If you're a vessel of honor, you need to be in the church where the honor can be seen to glorify God. 10, to witness the demonstration of the Spirit and power. You are to see it. You are to be able to testify of it. A large portion of it, the kingdom portion of it, is seen mostly in the profiting of withal, the body. 10. Oh, gave you that one. 11. To testify. To testify. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testify. Your testimony. Number one. Number two. If you either want God to recognize you or the angels to recognize you, because Jesus said both. If you confess me before man, I'll confess you before the Father. And if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before the angels. Or the inverse, if you do not confess me, I won't confess you. Some people are trying to work up how they do that. Do I do that in my workplace? Do I do that when I'm down at the coffee shop and the unbelievers? There are men in the church. Start there. Come in and testify, like we did last Tuesday. I think half of the people stood up to testify. And the other half were listening. The power and the Spirit. Right? And they were ready to testify because we didn't give pre-notice. We didn't say, prime yourself up and think of something. They had stuff there that was current in the Lord, in season. You come here to testify. 12, to seek, learn of, and experience kingdom. The equipping of the saints. This is a big one on its own. the equipping of the saints. Seeds go into the soil. The soil is your heart. The seed is the word. You're to hold fast the word, to be a category 4 in the Wenzel Pneumatics. And you produce fruit from it. Jesus said, you go to bed and get up. And the words are being produced into a crop by the soil, you know not how. Things are happening in your spirit when you listen to the word. Whatever words you choose, be careful what you listen to. Listen to the world, you get a crop of the world. But go to the church and listen and begin to learn about kingdom. Unfortunately, sometimes churches leave off kingdom. And kingdom is the essence of the equipping of the saints for the work of service. 13, to gain of your inheritance in the body. We'll add more to that list later, but let's go back then to Ephesians 1:22. Your inheritance in the body. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints. Does that sound like church to you? Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, when you get into the kingdom provision of protection, do you remember spirit, soul, and body salvation, spirit, soul, and body kingdom? And you get into the kingdom area of protection for the body. Psalm 91. You are dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of His calling. What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? Which is number 13, to gain of your inheritance in the body. And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. What is the fifth step of spiritual development? The Hebrews 6 list of spiritual development. The powers of the age to come. and put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Fills all in all things, all things. Matthew 6. I'm not going too long today. We're going to take time for prayer. Let's start at 25. For this reason I say to you, you want to know what the reason is? Read the rest of Matthew 6 and 5 and 6. Do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat, what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry, then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The world has a wannabe counterfeit out there. God not doing it for them, so they ask the government to do it for them. And they think it would be a good thing. All good things come from where? They think it would be a good thing if the government would look after the needs of the people. To feed the hungry, clothe the naked, heal the sick. Set the prisoner free. To have mercy more than justice. Oh, it'd be a good thing. It's a form of religion, but denying the power thereof. The power is in the name of Jesus. The power is in the blood. The power is in the overcomer. The power is in the kingdom. That works, the other doesn't. Europe started out with a renaissance, a revelation, a reawakening to the gospel. And science advanced, and society advanced, Governments were Christian. Kings were Christian. The church was Christian. Novel idea. Remember I told you the story about the Catholic bishop? About 800 or something like that. And they called on him and said, would you please come and see these two kings? Kings weren't that big in those days. Like they might have had something the size of Springfield to work with. Or they might have been bigger. But he said, would you please come and see these two kings? They're going to go to war and we're fighting with each other. And somebody's cousin killed somebody's aunt or something. And he said, I'll come. And he started to go. And he walked to the next city. That was a day's walk away. And he went to the church. And the church heard this guy, who was no one in the church, was there. So they all came for the evening service. And he healed everybody in the service. And got up the next morning and walked on to the next church. And they all heard that he was there. And they all came. And he healed everybody who came. And got up the next morning and he went on. Day after day. Going to bed and getting up. And then he gets there. And he calls these two kings in and says, tell me, is there trouble between you? Well, he's such and such and he's such and such. And he looked at them and said, stop it. And he went home, and there was no war. Now we play politics with governments. But the real deal is in the kingdom. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The church does not walk with an understanding of that. Church does not walk with an understanding of what they're supposed to exercise and do. While Europe had the church as basically its head, and it didn't mean there weren't problems or politics, but it meant they at least acknowledged a kingdom that was God as the head. If you got to be king, it's because God appointed you to be king. Not because you won an election. And Europe overtook Asia, which had civilizations thousands of years older, and overtook the world and colonized it and sent out the gospel to it. And then turned its back on the kingdom. But the kingdom can't be stopped. And of the increase of that kingdom and of his government, there is no end. Two interesting facts. One, there have been more people killed as Christian martyrs in the last 7 years than the last 2,000 years. Two, there are more people in the church today in the last 7 years born again than in the last 2,000 years. The question is, who's getting in? The kingdom is a different level from salvation, which is a common message in most of the church in North America. But the kingdom is a message on the earth today. And there is advancement in that kingdom and in the government. And it recognizes the king. And the fullness of everything is in there. And everything is in subjection under his feet. For he has given his head over all things. which is his body, the church, is given to the church. And the mature church will not chase itself. It will chase the kingdom. And everything will be added to that church. We'll talk more about it. But worship was good today. How many of you noted the mistake he made when he was playing? Some of you didn't even note it. That's good. I know there was one because he shook his head at one point. No, there's someone on there. I couldn't, otherwise you wouldn't know. It's just beautiful. Float. So we're going to have a little bit more music. Now, the first one you worship. If he shakes his head, don't worry about it. He's kind of like Jerry Lee Lewis in this being, on his own. Yeah. This must have been our mistake that he was